We'll have the photo done by the end of the cruise." I was dumbfounded. I had just met Fifi a few days earlier, and here she was volunteering to do all of this for me. She seemed nothing like that bitchy character I'd seen on the show. The night of the party, I brought my dominatrix-inspired outfit to Fifi's cabin. A black studded bra and corset, black high-waisted brief, black vinyl lace-up boots, fishnet hose, and a poker-straight black shoulder-length wig with bangs. In the cabin she was sharing with her boyfriend Michael, it looked like her five giant pieces of luggage had exploded. There were costumes, wigs, high heels, makeup palettes, makeup brushes, eyelash glue, hairspray, and costume jewelry strewn around everywhere. Even on the bed, it was hard to find a place to sit down. Fifi was in the middle of getting ready herself while at the same time working on another friend's makeup. She stopped to start working on mine. It was an honor to have such a professional beat my face. When I showed her the long straight black wig, she thought it would look better as a ponytail. She put my own hair in a tiny ponytail. Now my real hair is a short bob. And then she worked some voodoo magic on the black wig and voila! It became a long ponytail that she attached on top of my own tiny one. Then she whipped out a can of black hairspray and began to spray all of my brunette hair black to match the new ponytail. Fifi remarked that there wasn't enough bling on my costume, so she lent me four giant sparkly rhinestone cuffs.